Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we have an amazing video coming up, but first, I have a PSA as a pro-democracy channel. On June 14th, it is your chance to push back against Trump and allow your voice to be heard. If you are planning on protesting, or have thought about protesting, or are just now hearing about the No Kings protests in all 50 states across the USA, I heavily urge you to click the first link in the description to check out where it is in your state, if it's in a city nearby, what time it is, where it is, how you can RSVP. I heavily urge you. We have a special link made just for fans of Mockler. If you watch the Mockler channel, you can click the link below, check it out on your city, be there. I'll be there in Chicago. Now, watch Chris Mowry.
All right. What we have seen the last few days around the country are massive protests, not just in Los Angeles, but now extending to places like New York, Chicago, here where I'm at. I was outside literally last night running around figuring out where these sudden protests were going on. I filmed a lot of it. I was live on TikTok for a while. And this is all gearing up toward Saturday, where there's massive protests scheduled around the country. And as this comes up and as we all use our voice and try to figure out ways to let Donald Trump know that we are here and we are listening, independent media becomes very important on the ground. So I want to take you through a few videos from this creator about what's going on in Los Angeles, talk a little bit about Gavin Newsom's response, what Kamala Harris has previously said about this, etc. Listen, my name's Chris Maurer. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I just hit 40,000 subscribers. You guys are insane. Insane. I appreciate you so, so much. And on this channel, we're trying to uplift Gen Z voices, build something big to punch back against MAGA. And if that's something you want to be a part of, you want to join the community, just click like down below and subscribe. It goes such a long way. All right, let's take a listen to this first video and let's talk a little bit about it.
Someone behind me threw a water bottle that got about fucking a quarter of the way to the police officers and they started shooting right at us. They're looking for any fucking reason to hurt these people. It's disgusting. I'm having to move back more and more. My angle's getting worse and worse. They're starting to shoot in every direction. They're just kind of letting shots fly. They don't really give a fuck. I'm gonna make my way back over towards Highway 101. Hopefully it's not blocked off. Hopefully I can get over that direction. But the police officers have made an entire blockade around all the federal buildings, except the courthouse for some reason. They're pushing people up towards the courthouse. So now the land around the courthouse is just gonna be fucked just because they couldn't stand to have their shit be fucked up. You guys can see the smoke. That's from the Waymo that was burning earlier. People were standing right next to that shit. It seems like I'll be able to get over there pretty fine without any issue. So I'm gonna update you guys when I get back over that direction. I'm gonna try to stay safe.
So a couple things there to note. First of all, again, I will link this creator down below in the description. As we move again toward kind of this new era, or we're in this new era, I should say, in American history, where a lot of these things going on the ground have so many cell phones, you can very quickly figure out what's going on around the country, and you have politicians on both sides commenting on it, you start to engage in, like, the best way I can describe it is essentially narrative warfare, especially with the Trump administration, who, you know, Donald Trump himself and the entire administration lie more consistently and outrageously than any group of people possibly ever. I say this all the time. I mean, there's some statistical analysis of this, as he, you know, Trump told 30,000 false or misleading claims through his first term, every single one, you know, with a quote and a fact check. I think Washington Post did that. That accounts for over 20 a day, 20 or more false or misleading claims a day during his first term. And so, like, a lot of this independent media on the ground becomes very important as we hear that, you know, Los Angeles is burning to the ground. Supposedly it's the worst. I mean, the last time, you know, the federal government took this much of an initiative to, you know, be on the ground like this was maybe the Rodney King riots, going back toward, you know, the Jim Crow era in the United States. Now, in both of those times, the Insurrection Act was used, and we have not gotten there yet. But the National Guard is on the ground. We're sending in Marines. And the narrative is from this administration is like, it's all burning to the ground. It's just chaos. You can't go outside. But we see videos from, like, this individual. It's like, that's obviously not true, right? There's people doing things that they should not be doing. But, like, 99% of this is just peaceful. right? Walking around. Let's take a look at the next clip.
So this is what I mean by the protests are peaceful until the police arrive.
All these people out here chanting, just making their presence known.
Peacefully protesting. Very peaceful.
Again, what, like, this is perfect. Just to pause and go back to what I was just saying, which is like, this is really important stuff to be able to see from independent media of any scale, whether it's here on Adam Ockler's channel, or Midas Touch, or whoever on the ground getting some of this information. And you can see here, like, this is very peaceful, right? There's a difference between nonviolence and noncompliance, right? So we, you know, streets are closed. People are aware that they, you know, some of their routine may be affected. That doesn't mean anybody's being violent here, right? And it goes directly against the narrative that Donald Trump and Republicans are spinning, which is like it's a hellhole, which just isn't true, right? And again, they're using that to be able to point and say, hey, look at this craziness going on. Meanwhile, you know, while everyone's paying attention to them lying about it, or Republicans are pushing this narrative that everything's burning down, you know, they can distract from the fact that Elon Musk and Donald Trump had a giant falling out where supposedly Donald Trump is on the Epstein files and his big, beautiful bill, which is like one of the only pieces of legislation he's even come close to passing, is, you know, dead in the water and adds trillions of dollars to the deficit. Let's keep watching.
And maybe take over. And maybe take over.
Literally.
They're gonna spin it as if we're down here, like destroying this part of town. Nothing has been broken. We just wanted to come where the most attention will be brought on people downtown. We've just been walking, chanting, stopping in the middle of the streets, just kinda making our presence known, like I've said. Mark my words. If the police come and try to stop us, try to make things better, they're only gonna get worse. They're gonna start shooting into the crowds. They're gonna start pushing people. They're gonna start making people run around, just like they've been doing all fucking day. Peaceful protest. Peaceful protest.
Why, you know, you start to talk about some of the other videos we've seen. A video I think I made here on Adam's channel where we had a Australian TV reporter who was, you know, shot with a rubber bullet, right? The reaction to that was, wow, look at how extreme, in this sense, the police are being here. Or the video that's now going very viral of a woman who's essentially just walking, trying to get home. They shot her with a rubber bullet. The perception becomes like, you know, we are here making either our voice heard or doing our job, not being violent, and the police are, look at the way we're being treated by this administration, essentially. And so that's why, like, again, a lot of this independent media, as the narratives go out, is very important. And obviously truth, above all, is extremely, extremely, extremely important. Let me play this clip from Kamala Harris on the campaign trail really quickly.
He said he will target and punish those who disagree with him or refuse to bend to his will. He calls these Americans the enemy within and says that he would use the American military to go after American citizens. Journalists whose stories he doesn't like. Nonpartisan election officials who refuse to cheat by finding a few extra votes for him. Judges who insist on following the law instead of following him. It is for reasons like these that General Mark Milley, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Donald Trump's top general, has called Trump, and I quote, fascist to the core.
First of all, I miss her so much. I miss her so much. And it's unbelievable to see how just right she was. And a lot of us were about this, you know. And seeing what's going on now, right, with Gavin Newsom, and, you know, these calls for him to either be arrested or, you know, all these crazy things to happen. If you don't bend the knee to Donald Trump, you get punished. We see reporters, just, you know, Terry Moran, just in the last few days from ABC, says something publicly that the Trump administration doesn't like. The Trump administration's like, ABC, you better fire him. Boom, gone. Right? We see law firms, they're signing executive orders against law firms that represent the DNC or, you know, people, you know, previously the Kamala Harris campaign, and other law firms see that and say, we're just going to give a bunch of pro bono work, bend the knee. We don't have to deal with that. We see YouTube here on YouTube changing their content moderation policies to align more with the Trump administration so they don't get punished. So, like, everything she said here, it's very, very, very much true. And it's, again, becomes incredibly important that we continue to show up to these events, make our voices heard, pay attention to independent media as we hear a lot of different narratives, seek the truth. And if we keep fighting one day at a time, even when it's dark, we will get through this time, I promise. Listen, I appreciate you so much for watching this video. Once again, my name's Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. Again, if you click that button, hit subscribe, maybe like my most recent video. It goes such a long way. And I know, like, everybody says it in every video. Leave a like, subscribe, all these things. But truly, I appreciate it so much, and it does go a long way. I mean it. And on this channel, again, trying to build something big, moving toward the midterms. If you want to be a part of that, hit subscribe. All right, guys, be safe, be easy. Hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will see you in the next video.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.